I was really pleased with the progress of our practice today. I thought our special teams set the tone. I thought our defense really day in and day out the last week or so has shown a lot of consistency. They're competing their tails off, and you can see it start to come together. That generally happens a little bit quicker with the defense than the offense. The offense, I was really pleased today. I thought they came back and they competed. They refocused, rededicated themselves to the real fine details, and they came out, and it was great to see. It was really good to see. I don't know exactly what Blaine and Chad were, you know, as far as completions and attempts. I know you keep track of that, but I felt the difference. I felt the difference, and it was a charge. And I think it goes back to the routes look crisper. I mean, it was a deal yesterday where we just had some sloppiness across the board and the day before. And I told you, through adversity, there's an opportunity for tremendous growth. And I was just really excited to see that they took advantage of this day and captured it. So with that, I'll open up for questions.
Mercedes caught four passes. Is there any coincidence from yesterday?
No. I'll be honest with you. It was supposed to be Mercedes' day off today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he wanted to come out and compete, and as well as all the guys that are off. But I think with the offense, there was a couple plays that we had in that we really needed to see. So he had limited reps, and maybe 9 or 10 reps total on the day. But we just wanted to execute some things with that position. So that's why you saw it when he was in there. It's because we didn't get many looks with him and we wanted to capture it.
So you think he wanted to play after sounding off yesterday? He didn't want to sit out after one day after?
You can ask him that. But it's up to us. You know, there's a couple guys, and I don't want to get to it because now the guys that have the day off say, well, I would have done the same thing. You know, so I'm not going to get caught up in that. It's important for us to give these guys days off. It's part of our return to play, and when Mercedes came back, we said he can play, but he can only get so many reps.
You've been very consistent in how you've handled the quarterbacks through all of this. Where did that come from for you, in your background? Where did you kind of learn to deal with quarterbacks differently?
I think, you know, a lot of it is just in our conversations as a staff and where we're at with things. These situations, like I've said, you know, there's going to be times when we have tough days. And this evaluation of the quarterbacks is not just attempts and completions. It's how do you bounce back from adversity? How do you hang on to prosperity? How do you lead this team? How are you an individual? What's your demeanor like in meetings? How are you handling team meeting situations? How's your leadership? There is so much that is involved in this other than the things that are, you know, classic to the human eye. So we're evaluating all that. And really, I want to see if they can calm their mind down and just go out there and execute. And I just see them getting better and better with that and handling those situations. That's what I was excited about today.
Decision tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go through the rotations and things like that. We're going to discuss that tonight.
Do you have a feeling yet on Maurice for Saturday night?
Yes, I've talked to him. You know, we'll see how the next couple days go. We would like to get him some playing time. How much is will be decided in our meeting tonight, but I just think he's, you know, I feel a lot better about him this week than last week as far as, you know, getting him some reps.
Looking at the defensive ends, how's Davis progressing? What's your evaluation of him?
Yeah, you know what? He's done a nice job in practice, and now it'd be great to see it in games. You know, so he's going to have an opportunity. I think I mentioned before, we're really going to challenge our four-man rush in the first two preseason games and then reevaluate where we're at. So he'll get some opportunities this week as well. The first team, on both sides of the ball, will get more reps than they did last week.
How important was it for him, I mean, for any player would be like this, but particularly in his situation, for that injury that he had not to be something that forced him to miss three or four?
Well, it's always, you know, you got to stay healthy. You got to stay healthy, especially when you're in a battle. And I think our whole team is sensing it. You know, even at linebacker, we brought in a linebacker to come in and add to it. And it just heightens everything. It just heightens everything. And like I said, you hope they're motivated within themselves. But for those guys that aren't, that's where competition is so valuable.
What do you think of the perception that has grown because neither one of these guys have separated themselves a quarterback, that neither one of them is the long-term answer?
I mean, to us, Vito is a process, you know. And you might be willing to say that, but I'm not. I think it's our job through this whole deal is to find out the strengths of our guys. What do they do well? And then if they do something not very well, don't keep practicing that with the hopes is getting better. Do something that he's doing really well and try to get him great at that. You know, it'd be like the quarterbacks. If I looked at a specific route and a quarterback was 1 for 8 and he was 7 for 8 in another route, well, I'm going to go practice the one he's 7 for 8 and let's get great. Let's get that precision. Not go to the one he's 1 for 8 and say, well, let's just try to get that better. Be so stubborn as a coach to do that. So we have to get a lot of reps to figure those things out, figure out each guy's strengths. And you're seeing a wide variety. In practice, the whole playbook is open. In a game, it will get shrunk down. Some of the plays you might be seeing for the second or third time in the quarterbacks, and it's all to see what their strengths are.
It'd be easier for you if one guy just steps up and wins this job, but it kind of looks like they're going to be about even. You got to pick somebody. Is that not what you prefer? Or
how? No, I mean, it's competition. The competition isn't going to end once we name. Mm-hmm. Because why? We compete within ourselves. If they're thinking, oh, the competition is over, that's wrong. The competition should be within themselves to continually get better, and that's how it's going to be handled.
But I mean, for the fact that you've got to come out and pick somebody when it's not really obvious, one guy's not obviously better than the other.
I mean, it'll develop. I think the whole process will develop, and whoever we decide, then we're going to support 100%.
Jordan Shipley had a lot of grabs today. Was it a good day for him?
I thought the receivers as a whole. I saw some competitive spirit, like a guy like Clemens, where he had a couple drops, but just how he went to attack the ball, how he was trying to make plays and going and aggressively, that's what we're trying to get him to that level. And we talked yesterday about finishing. And that's still a challenge to some of these guys. Is you got to finish. It's, the ball comes right to your hands and you turn and look to get upfield. You got to catch the ball high and tight, then go. And, we're just driving home the part of finishing. And that's what I thought. Offensively, we did a better job today.
Well, Scott and Kaffika got 10, 11 play drives. Is that for Friday night? You figure they got to do some playing? So
yeah, they'll both. Yeah, I don't know how much, Vito, but, obviously the ones and the twos will get more reps. So we'll see how much they play after we discuss it tonight.
But, I mean, was that why they got so many today? You figure they're going to see some action?
Yeah, they're going to see some action.
A little bit on Lowry and the importance of him, not especially on the field, but in the meeting room for the young second.
He's been great. I went in and talked to the defensive backs 2 nights ago. It's exactly how we envision a spirited, really competitive group. And they love their group now. They have become close-knit. And what D'Lo has brought is, I think he's been challenged in other ways as far as playing different. He's playing a middle third safety quite a bit of the time, and now he's a down safety, which is not new to him, but it's more refocused. And it's been challenging. He lost weight. He came in leaner. He came in faster. He's taken the task at hand. And I think the young guys look to him because he's a true pro.
And he's a veteran guy that had to kind of change what he did, so nobody is safe, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's changed, and he's understanding the defense more and more. And we added a few wrinkles defensively in today. And it's just going to be little nuggets to him. Once we feel like, okay, we're doing this pretty well, now, we may need to expand it some. But that'll be a slow process.